Leading the news this morning, Burma's opposition says Aung San Suu Kyi has won a seat in the country's lower house of parliament. They also claim to have won almost half of the 45 seats up for by-elections. International observers say voting appears to have been run generally well. In other news, beaches along Western Australia's southwest coast will reopen today after that fatal shark attack on Saturday. Officials have now called off the search for a shark responsible for the death of a diver near Busselton. The state government has ruled out using shark nets to prevent future attacks. Sydney and Melbourne are two of Australia's worst performing cities in infrastructure planning. The findings are part of a major survey of capital city planning by the COAG Reform Council. The report was critical of every major city except for Adelaide. The latest Nielsen poll shows Labor's popularity is down to near record lows. The ALP's primary support has fallen to just 27% compared to 47% for the coalition. The coalition comfortably trumps Labor on a two-party preferred basis. Tony Abbott's approval rating dropped slightly, but he's still more popular than Julia Gillard. And in Fiji, almost 8,000 people are sheltering in evacuation centres, and officials now fear a cyclone could hit flooded areas of the Pacific nation. Heavy rain and strong winds have swept across western parts of Fiji's main island, Viti Levu, for the past 2 days. Three people have died in those floods.